Simon & Schuster Audio presents To Love and Be Loved, A Personal Portrait of Mother Teresa by Jim Tuohy. Read by the author.
In honor of Mary, the Mother of God. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you whom my Father has blessed, take for your heritage the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me. In prison, and you came to see me. Then the virtuous will say to him in reply, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and make you welcome, naked and clothe you, sick or in prison and go to see you? And the king will answer, I tell you solemnly, insofar as you did this to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me. Matthew 25, verses 34 to 40. Introduction. The Mother I Knew. A life not lived for others is not worth living. Mother Teresa. September 13, 1997. It was 2 a.m. when I arrived at St. Thomas Church in Calcutta on the day of Mother Teresa's state funeral. I had landed hours earlier with the other members of the official U.S. delegation led by First Lady Hillary Clinton. My fellow delegates had gone off to catch up on sleep, though two sisters of the Missionaries of Charity, who had flown with us, went straight to the Mother House to join the hundreds of their fellow MCs converging upon the city. Queens, presidents, dignitaries, and celebrities from all over the world had come to attend the funeral, including the anchors of the three American television networks and CNN. The same International Press Corps had covered Princess Diana's funeral a week earlier. Every high-end hotel in the city was filled to capacity. The U.S. delegation was split between the two finest, the Oberoi and the Taj Bengal. But I had no interest in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?